open swim at the only pool in Sitka. A handful of people have trickled in just before noon. Pool manager Jane Eidler has been here since 7 a.m.
I came into work one day and got a phone call from one of the secretaries at Baranoff, who said to me, "Jane, did you know that your job is on the line?" And I said, "What job?" And she said, "Your job."
The pool is inside Blatchley Middle School, and Eidler is second on a list of potential cuts the school district could make to balance its budget. Upon hearing that, she made a list of her own.
There are 55 things that I do that I came up with.
Number one is scheduling events. Number three is checking the pool chemicals every day. Number 12 is administering swimming competency tests required to graduate from the school district. Managing lifeguards, keeping the storeroom stocked, handling money and billing, managing lost and found. And number 55, troubleshoot anything that comes up.
I'm overwhelmed by the thought that all this is going to go down by the wayside. People are worried the pool will close. It's not going to close. I've been told unofficially, everything has been unofficial, that maintenance will take over the job of checking chemicals and everything else, and the other stuff will go to the Secretary of Community Schools, which is about 42 things that she has to do.
It's worth noting that the school board has not decided one way or another on any of the proposed cuts, but they also have not found any extra sources of funding. The legislature did not raise the per-student amount of money school districts get, although there is some extra funding to handle school security. So, the list of cuts is still on the table. At the top of that list is the high school activities director, then Eidler's job, and then the community school's sports coordinator position. After that, a contract position that calls substitute teachers when they're needed, a halftime reading coach at Baranoff Elementary, the entire middle school shop program, and at the bottom of the list, two elementary school teachers. Altogether, the list adds up to just more than $500,000 in reductions.
Well, it's really uncomfortable. I mean, nobody wants to have to make those kinds of decisions.
Lon Garrison is president of the Sitka School Board.
We try not to make it a personal issue at all, but you know those people, you know. They're your neighbors. They're your friends. They're people that you've known for a long time, and it doesn't make it easy in any way, shape, or form.
Garrison says the idea is to make initial cuts as far away from the academic classroom as possible. That's why the two elementary teachers are at the bottom of the list. But he also says Sitka wants to educate the whole student. It wants to offer programs that extend beyond the regular academic subjects, things that improve a student's experience at school or build skills they can use throughout life. That said, Garrison adds that state and federal mandates are pretty clear about the standards school districts need to meet.
Generally, those standards are in language arts, you know, reading, math, now science, those academic areas. And so those end up, you know, kind of being the priority areas that you're going to have to think about making sure that you protect.
Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell says the health of a school district has impacts beyond the walls of a school building. To her, it's about a community's overall economy and quality of life. McConnell's own children are now grown with kids of their own.
When they move, they're checking to see what the schools are like. That's one of the main criteria for what town they're going to go to.
Every year, the Assembly sends a portion of property tax money to the school system. The city's budget has not been released yet, but the school district's budget counts on receiving the same amount of money as last year. That's roughly $5.5 million. McConnell says it's one of many big decisions the city will be making as it begins its budget process later this spring.
I want to hear from people. I really do. I want phone calls. I want emails. I want to know what is the most important part of our society that they want funded. You know, is it infrastructure, which includes roads, buildings, city buildings, parks, or is it salaries? Is it employees? Is it schools? Is it harbors?
Garrison, with the school board, says he wants to hear from people, too. The board will take public testimony on Monday before it makes a final vote on the budget. Back at the pool, some people are swimming laps and others are moving gently through the water on the other side. Idler has been full-time manager here for about 7 years, but has worked at the pool in some capacity since moving to Sitka in 1976. She seems calm at the prospect of losing her job.
I feel that this is the decision, then so be it. I'm not going to get stressed out about it. I am a person that believes in myself, but I'll get something else. I'm not ready to give up working.
Well, the school board is going to, you know, make the ultimate decision on Monday.
And I'll go to that meeting.
You'll go to that meeting?
I will.
And what will you tell them?
Well, I don't know what I'll tell them. I don't want to sound like I'm whining for my job, but maybe give them a copy of all that I do.
The board meets at 7 p.m. Monday inside the school district's offices attached to Keith Gushaheen Elementary School. Members will hear from the public, discuss the budget, and then make final decisions about school funding for the 2013-2014 school year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.